Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, good morning to you on a Monday morning. Happy you're with us here. It's the 12th day of May. We are entering the last week of the Missouri legislative session. Kim's been giving you updates on what's expected to get done this week. We'll see, minus any big filibusters. We don't know what's going to happen with Amendment 3 fixes or anything like that just yet. We're going to keep you updated, though, throughout the course of the week. Glad you're with us this morning. You know, as your host here, I try to do my best to monitor the mainstream media so that you don't have to. And here's how I would describe the reaction to the China trade deal on CBS this morning. Stunned disbelief. They just had, it wasn't their lead story, but it was next to their lead story. And they had a financial analyst on who said, she looked into the camera and said, "Well, the markets are very happy today. Nobody expected this to get done so fast." Donald Trump did. I don't know how else to say that. This is not a surprise to anybody in the administration, because as we've been telling you all along, China can't exist without trading with the U.S. right now.
I'm a little surprised it got done this quickly. Because I don't think that Trump is capable of doing it. And I know that China really, really needs the United States. I get that. But I guess I just look at China as this bullheaded, you know, I'm going to put up a big fight. I didn't think that China would agree to this quickly.
It blows the narrative of the mainstream media that Trump's destroying the country. What's he doing? What do the Democrats do now? That would be my question. I want to know what the Chuck Schumers and the Hakeem Jeffries and all those are going to go to a mic and say today, when last week they were saying this trade war is Trump's damaging America. How dare he do this? Blah, 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 blah. By the end of today, your 401k may very well be intact again with whatever it lost a month ago on Liberation Day. Because it was an overreaction then. What's happening today is probably an overreaction again. But this is the market we live in. But anyway, we're going to get you a live report from Lucas Tomlinson. He's traveling with the president. He's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia this morning. And I'm going to get his reaction and hear what the administration's saying about this deal. Now, it's temporary, 90 days. While they renegotiate the trade deal, but they're dropping those 145 and 125% tariffs back down to like 10 or 20%. Yep. And American businesses are thrilled. I mean, they're going to start ordering now for Christmas, probably.
Worried that this could go back up.
Yeah, but
will these companies honor that? Because there are companies that have hiked up the prices astronomically. Some of them have gone as far as to put little notations next to it saying, "This is higher because of Trump tariffs."
And I wish I had the technological ability to do this for those of us watching on social media this morning. And Kim, I'm looking at your picture here and you're kind of blurry for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why my camera goes blurry all of a sudden.
Here's what I want. We exist in a triple box here on the morning show. You see me, you see Ethan, you see Kim. And on TV, they used to call it a double box or a triple box or whatever they do. I said my epitaph is going to read, "Here lies Mark Cox in a triple box." that's what it's going to say on my headstone. Anyway, what I want I want a ticker. Because when the market is dropping like a rock, all of these mainstream news outlets put a little ticker on the bottom showing you with a down indicator how bad the stock market's doing right now. But when it's going up, it's the Dow futures are up over 1,000 points right now. By all indications, the market's going to rise 2.5 to 3% today on this China trade news. There's not a single one of these networks that have the little ticker in there showing you what the Dow's expected to do. Why do you think that is?
Well, they don't want to give him credit.
Thank
that
you.
The stock market
That's
is reacting it. Positively.
Bingo, we have a winner. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I love my gay friends and I love my transgender friends, but I'm not going to get into all this stuff that's going around. Men should not play sports against women. If anybody think that, I think they're stupid.
Charles Barkley does not mince words when it comes to this topic, and he's absolutely right, because Charles Barkley could dominate the WNBA today at age 55.
It is this fear that the people within the party, within the primary system, will have about voting for a woman, because every time we voted for a woman, we've lost.
Jasmine Crockett there trying to decipher exactly why Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris both lost to Donald Trump. And to be honest, she doesn't have a real good answer.
Senator, would the party have had a better chance of winning in 2024 had President Biden dropped out sooner?
Yes, we would have been served better by a primary.
Oh, the hindsight is so 2020 for these Democrats now. And you know why Amy Klobuchar is out admitting that on Sunday? Because this week, one of these days, like Tuesday or Wednesday, Jake Tapper's new book is going to drop on what they knew and when they knew it and why they didn't report on Joe Biden's dementia a lot sooner.
I can tell you that the talks were productive. I spoke to President Trump, as did Ambassador Jameson, last night, and he is fully informed of what is going on.
Yep, that's the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, announcing this initial trade deal with China. And they've paused things for 90 days. It drops tariffs back down to I think it's 20 or 30% on Chinese goods coming into the country, 10% on American products going into China. The industry is applauding this morning, celebrating that this happened so quickly. It was just a lot of bluster is all it was. And everybody, I think, jumped to the conclusion that China would be the last deal that was made. And all the while, behind the scenes, they were quietly working on this, and it's caught all of the reporters, the financial reporters who were projecting doom and gloom. It's caught them flat-footed. They don't know what to do now. They weren't ready to react to a deal with China, maybe India, maybe the European Union, but not China. That was the big dog.
It does make sense, though, why so many people, myself included, thought it would be China last. It's not because of Trump. It just speaks to the sticklers wouldn't you describe the Chinese leaders in general? It's just like they're sticklers and they're going to hold out as long as possible. And when you look at the average time to reach a trade agreement with the United States, they normally say 18 months is what we've typically heard. And then the implementation stage can take over 3 years.
Yes.
So considering this took, what was it? It was April 2nd. Was that the official day when they put these in place? And then they maybe added some more on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy how fast this happened.
What it speaks to is exactly what Charles Payne said on this program a week ago, and that is that the Chinese are hurting. China never reports its real economic numbers because they don't have to, because they're a communist country. So they report what they want you to hear, not what the truth is. Sort of like the Biden administration fudging those jobs numbers for an entire year. They reported what they wanted you to hear and not the truth. The Chinese don't report the truth. And Charles said the truth is their economy is in shambles. And they've got goods piling up at their docks, and they can't put them on boats and send them to the U.S. because of these tariffs. It forced China to move, or their economy might have crumbled. We weren't in that kind of shape. We're in pretty good shape here in the U.S. We didn't need $12 from China when we could have $3. And they couldn't stand that. So you knew it was coming sooner rather than later. At least the Trump administration knew that. Speaking of which, the president is on the current Air Force One, not the new one that we're going to apparently be given by Qatar, flying to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. And Lucas Tomlinson is live over there right now. We're going to get to him and find out what the White House is saying about the these deals and maybe that drug deal with the most favored nation status when we come back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
This is the most optimistic I've been in my entire career about finally getting the FAA fixed. I mean, I and others in the aviation industry have been working on this for decades, and I think we're finally, we've turned the corner, and we have the commitment. It's bipartisan, it's bicameral, it's in, you know, Senate, House, administration, Secretary Duffy, across the board, a commitment to getting this fixed. We know how to do it.
Yeah, that is Scott Kirby. He's the CEO of United Airlines, and he's talking about Sean Duffy and this fix for the FAA. This is a convoluted mess is what it is, and it should have been fixed by Pothole Pete. Pete Buttigieg should have fixed this 4 years ago. They put all kinds of money in that infrastructure bill, and he didn't spend a fourth of it on the FAA, which is where the money needed to be spent. So there's a lot of optimism right now in that industry for the fact that they may finally, because look at all these problems they've had at Newark and Atlanta and some of these other airports, and that snarls traffic literally all over the country when those hubs shut down. There's no reason we should be dealing with technology that old, for sure. All right, so the president is going to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and we're lucky enough to have Lucas Tomlinson on the phone, of course, with Fox News and reporting live from Riyadh. Good morning, Lucas.
Mark and Ken, great to join you guys.
Yeah, great to have you, my friend. Thank you for giving us a minute this morning. What's the president expecting to accomplish over there?
Well, the president's expecting to sign billions of dollars in new trade deals here, not just in Saudi Arabia, but also in the region. He's going to Qatar and the United Arab Emirates as well. Recall that when President Trump first returned to the White House, his first call to a foreign leader was the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. And this is his first official overseas trip. Yes, he had to go to the Pope's funeral in Rome, but this trip to Saudi Arabia, kicking things off, is his first official overseas trip, something he did during his first term. It just shows you what this relationship means to the Trump administration, what it means to the United States. You know, Saudi Arabia, everybody knows they produce about 17% of the world's oil. They're also about the size of Western Europe, a top 20 economy. There's also some real politics going on, guys. If the United States isn't here, China and Russia are here.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is he going to pick up that new airplane when he's in Qatar?
We had Caroline Levitt, the White House press secretary, on Fox and Friends this morning. She confirmed that the Qataris have proposed it. Some people were a little concerned about a Trojan horse, but it's notable, guys. Their airliner diplomacy here in the Middle East goes back decades. In 1945, after Yalta, FDR gifted Saudi King Abdulaziz with three DC-3 airliners to start Saudi Arabia. So the airliner diplomacy, we've seen this, and but certainly it's raising some eyebrows in the Democratic circles, and maybe some Americans are as well are worried about a Trojan horse situation.
Right.
I didn't even think about that, but that could be a real possibility. I mean, we woke up this morning and we're hearing about these trade deals and peace talks, and it was just insane to hear all of this happening so quickly into Trump's second term. Yeah. I mean, how much of this do you think will actually come to fruition? You think all these are kind of a done deal right now, and he just has to kind of, you know, cross his T's and dot his I's?
Well, as you mentioned, there was about five major announcements. I'm going to try to go through most of them. But, you know, we have the first living American hostage in Gaza, Don Alexander, being released by Hamas today. He's been held hostage for over a year and a half in some pretty rough conditions. I don't think I need to explain it to our listeners. Over the past year and a half in Gaza, he's an Israeli soldier. He's a lone soldier. He's from the United States, from New Jersey originally. He's 21 years old. He's being released today. I'm sure the Qataris had something to do with that. Certainly Steve Witkoff. Witkoff was in neighboring Oman over the weekend, sitting down with Iranian officials, try to hammer out a nuclear agreement. You also had the Iranian foreign minister come here to Saudi Arabia this weekend. That raised some eyebrows, guys, because that's pretty rare. The Saudi defense minister went to Iran last month. That was the first time in decades a member of the Saudi royal family had done that. We also had the big deal with China announced in Geneva over the weekend with President Trump's Treasury Secretary and his trade representative, Ambassador Jameson Greer. Both nations are going to be slashing tariffs. It's probably music to everybody's ears as they go to the store this morning. Tariffs are going to be slashed over 100% over the next 90 days. That's great news. The only bad news is your Cardinals sweeping our Nationals over the weekend.
Let's go Cards.
Yeah, we have to take our road wins where we can get them these days, Lucas. That's for sure.
Hey, just because I'm in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, doesn't mean I can't check in on my Fox Sports app. You like that plug there?
I love that. So, is the White House telling you guys anything more about this most favored nation status for pharmaceuticals? Because, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one, the impact it might have either in the U.S. or overseas, right?
Right. And, you know, the United States is about 5% of the world's population, but consumes about 75% of the world's medication. So there might be a whole other discussion right now. But, you know, this is the give and take of diplomacy. You know, you have to offer these honorifics to get to deals. And that's why you're hearing this language right now. But there's no question the White House is open for business. You know, President Trump put the tariffs on pretty much most of the world, with a few exceptions. And now, you know, negotiation begins. We did hear from the Commerce Secretary over the weekend on Fox News Sunday saying there's about 24 trade deals in the works right now, obviously China being of top of mind, the biggest one. But even here in the Middle East, expect investment announcements and new deals on artificial intelligence. A lot of the tech titans are descending here. And, of course, you're going to have arms sales. You can't come to Saudi Arabia and not, offer some missiles and satellite-guided bombs. But that's for another conversation.
How long is the trip, Lucas? When is the president back?
The president is departing shortly from the White House. Of course, a long flight here, even aboard Air Force One. He arrives Tuesday morning, local time, at about 10:45, and he will be flying back on Friday. So it's, was it?
3 days then?
4 days or so.
Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. Hey, Lucas, we always appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care of yourself. I appreciate that. He's so cool. And you know what? You know why I like that guy? Because he's Lucas Tomlinson, and he's a Fox News reporter, and he agreed to give us 5 minutes of his time this morning on local radio in St. Louis, which is really cool. And he's going to be relieved in a little while from his duties today by Peter Ducey, who will be reporting from Riyadh.
Oh, he's going there too.
And well, okay. He's already there. And Peter won't give me 5 minutes of his time. And I don't understand why. I don't know. We get Griff Jenkins, we get Shannon Bream, we get Charles Payne, we get Lucas Tomlinson, C.B. Cotton. Mm-hmm. There's a host of Fox News reporters who are always willing to give us a few minutes to kind of update us on the stories they're working on and what's going on. But not Peter Ducey.
Come on, Peter.
Come on, Peter. What are you doing? People of St. Louis want to hear from you. That's all. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Dan Snell and talk more about the possibility of a tax hike being included in the big, beautiful bill. What do you think about that? We're going to be back in just a minute.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Sticking to our plan, we had a Big Six meeting yesterday with Secretary Bessette and Kevin Hassett at NEC. Senator Crapo, who's the finance chair over there, Leader Thune, I, and Jason Smith, Ways and Means Chair. And we had White House folks there as well. And what we discussed was the timeline. As the Treasury Secretary Bessette has said a few times, he gave us credit for moving this so aggressively.
Yeah, Mike Johnson there, the speaker, talking about the big, beautiful bill. Of course, this is a little bit of a process, but things are slowly leaking out about what might be in it and what might not be in it. Is it possible that we end up with a tax increase out of all of this? We got Dan Snell. He's held elected office 5 different times. He's also an analyst on politics and leadership. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Always great to be with you and your St. Louis listeners.
Yeah,
happy Monday.
Thank you. Welcome back. Good to have you on again. I heard the White House is the one that initially said they would be okay if they had to raise taxes on people, I guess, earning over $1 million or $2 million to kind of offset some of the spending in this package.
Yes. Yeah. President Trump on Truth Social floated out there that he wouldn't be opposed. So he didn't actually come out and say he's gung-ho for it, but he wouldn't be opposed to raising taxes on people, 2.5 million a year individually, or 5 million for married. And so now it's in the lap of Mike Johnson, so he gets to have fun with it. And I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans saying, hey, we're the party that we don't raise taxes. Come on, Mike. And he says he's going to get it done by Memorial Day. We'll see what happens. But I don't think this hurts President Trump. This isn't like the no new taxes by George H.W. Bush once said. It's just a process. There's, Donald Trump blurts out things every day and gets people thinking.
Which is why you always have to ask, does he really mean that? And maybe he does in this case, but you have to at least ask the question.
He said they could afford it. He said we could afford it. Right? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
As in, we millionaires could afford it?
Yeah.
It's a drop in the bucket.
A lot of times he'll say stuff. He'll be kind of just getting things distracted off something that's in another area that he maybe doesn't want people talking about, like, his post-pope, the picture of his images. Let's get something else out there to get our talk off of that. So it's going to be a big day today for people in news. We got the China deal over the weekend. It sounds like the market's up because of that. And this taxes deal, and then he's got drug prices, executive order to bring down drug prices. So he's a man of action. He's getting after it. And he's not always the winsome fellow that I wish he would be, but he's certainly in warp speed.
Warp speed is the perfect description of what's happening here. The left doesn't know what to do. How do Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come out and criticize a plan that raises taxes on millionaires? They've been campaigning on that for years. They don't know what to do with themselves. I mean, he comes at them from every angle, Dan.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, in this case, and as a former elected official looking at budgets, we do have an issue, and I'm so glad they're addressing it with the spending issue. But if you look at long term, because that's important to our children, the tax cuts he was proposing over 10 years added to the $4.5 trillion, and this tax cut or this tax increase is only raises about $500 billion. So while on the surface, it actually makes people think, well, Donald Trump's trying to be fair. In the big picture, it doesn't really long term solve our problem.
Yeah. Dan, have you given much thought to this pharmaceutical announcement they made yesterday that he's going to sign an EO trying to cut drug prices by claiming most favored nation status? I'm still not sure how I feel about this. I'm a little leery of it because I understand why drug companies charge higher prices in America, because this is where they did the research and the development.
Yeah, boy, this is going to be a brouhaha and should be a topic for a good conversation, because I've always been super healthy all my life. A year ago, out of the blue, I referee basketball 300-plus games a year and stay in great shape. But a year ago, I had a heart attack, and now I take some medications, and I've discovered that, hey, the cost of some of these medications, which I'd never, ever been impacted by. So personally, I can understand, and I applaud that. But we do want to make sure we keep the research going. I think his goal is to get more pharmaceutical companies to move back their production to the United States. I think Merck made a big announcement. So he's on the right track. And I think that Americans, for the most part, will say, hey, most people think about their own pocketbook. You know, they think about their 70 by 120 foot lot they live on, and they don't care as much about their city, county, state as they should, or their country. So if it affects their pocketbook, they're happy about hearing it.
It's true. Dan Snell, I know you got to run, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, great to be with you. Stay winsome there in St. Louis.
Yeah, we will do it. I appreciate that. Good to get him on here. He's got a book by that name, which is why I think he brought up the word winsome. But it's
a Designer Shoe Warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good to get him on here.
This whole thing with the drug prices. Okay, so you're saying that one of the reasons they're higher in the United States, well, it sounds like it's twofold. One, because these other countries have put caps saying if you want to sell your drug here, this is the most you can charge for it. So they're willing to eat the cost to be able to sell it there. But then the other part of it, it seems like you're saying, is because they're researched here, they're made here in many cases. Not all of our drugs. In fact, in some cases, we're too dependent on other countries.
Right.
And you worry if you were in some sort of a war with them that they would withhold some really necessary drug. But it's odd to me because it's like, okay, if the whole idea, which I would support, is to get a lot of these drug companies researching and manufacturing here in the United States, isn't that like a catch-22? Because then you're saying that that's one of the reasons why the drug prices are so high here in the U.S., because it's being done here?
It is, and Trump's talked about reducing some of that regulation,
which is also scary.
The screams are all immediately. What does that mean?
Right.
Is it going to be safe?
Lack of research.
Yeah, I mean, Operation Warp Speed moved at warp speed for sure, and some of the technology was available already, just hadn't been applied to the vaccines, right? And a lot of people are worried about the outcome of the COVID vaccine, so. Off that issue for a moment, they spend billions, as with a B, and years researching some of these drugs to get them to market, to get through FDA approval, to jump through all these hoops. You know, we just had a conversation last week about utility prices in Missouri, and the governor just signed a bill that's going to allow Ameren to charge you in advance before it builds a new plant. And in the past, the way they had to do it was they had to build the new plant and then increase your bill once it got online. That's when they could go and ask for an increase to cover the cost of what they had just built. So it forced them to make the investment, and then they could recoup their money afterwards. That's the way it works in the drug industry. They spend the money up front for research and development, and then they recoup their expenses once it goes on the market for sale. So those billions of dollars in research are built into how that drug is priced. I'm not saying it's always a fair price. I'm not saying that at all. But foreign countries have falsely controlled the price. They've said you can sell your statin drug in our country, but you can't charge more than $5 a pill for it. Whereas in America, they're charging $10. And they've agreed to do that because it's still five is better than nothing, I guess. And they've agreed to sell the drug over there at a reduced price because they're still making money on it in America. If we erase their ability to make money, they lose their incentive to spend billions of dollars on research and development. So to address both questions, this has to come from both angles. We need to reduce the regulation safely, but we also need to be careful about forcing them to operate at too much of a loss, or they're going to lose their incentive to come up with new drugs. They're going to do the math. They're going to say, here's a drug. What are the potential sales of this drug? Maybe it only affects a small percentage of people who get a very rare type of a disease versus how much we have to spend to develop it and get it through the approval process. Is it worth it?
You don't want them making those decisions. It has to be lucrative. I absolutely understand that. These are for-profit companies. What scares me is, and I'm not just trying to hate on the drug industry, I have concerns with the pharmaceutical industry, but there obviously are very necessary drugs that need to be made, okay? So I'm not saying that we shouldn't make them, but I guess my concern is that we do all this research and spend billions of dollars, and then you still have these drugs that have been, quote, heavily researched, and they're still causing problems. The running joke is that you see a drug that says, oh, it will help with this problem, and then it's like, it may also cause heart attack, stroke, diabetes, or death. And it's like, oh, fantastic.
Perfect. Yeah, that's great. Thank you for researching that. Awesome. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. You want to give a tease of what we're going to talk about or not?
let's just talk about... What's the best? Because you know what I'm talking about this time.
People went crazy on the dog comments earlier. I don't know. This is about animals, for sure.
Cooking them.
Oh, yep. Not dogs.
Let's clarify
to make that very clear.
At least that.
No, but we'll get to that in just a minute. Stay tuned.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Get to the truth. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a Whim.
Y'all, let's make a crab boil in the air fryer. Listen, don't knock it till you try it. So first I boiled my potatoes first, then I washed my corn really good, added my corn, and then I seasoned it with some Old Bay seasoning. I used a little bit of Creole seasoning. Use whatever seasoning you would like. I used a little extra seasoning because I like my crab seasoned. Then I had a couple blue crabs. My air fryer is kind of small, so I only could fit like two or three. So I went ahead and put the two crabs in the bowl. I was scared, so I was like jumping because they were live.
Yeah, she was jumping because they were live. Just let it keep playing. This is a lady named Chels. Listen.
I added some Old Bay seasoning. I add a little bit of crab seasoning. And when I tell y'all, I went ahead and turned my air fryer on, I believe 395 or 400. I used the fish setting because it didn't have a crab setting. I let it cook for about 15 minutes. Now, do not knock it until you try it. It was kind of sad watching them kind of, you know, but these crabs came out so good and juicy. I was not expecting.
So this woman does cooking videos on her channel, and she does one on this crab boil, and she's getting ripped up in the comments because people are shocked that she cooked these crabs live.
People said your air fryer didn't have a crab setting because it's an insane thing to do.
It had a fish setting, but not a crab setting.
But her air fryer was unlike a lot of them where it was clear. And so you could see the little crabs moving their little legs around. And obviously
it heated up.
It is sad. I mean, I get it. In fact, I was telling you how we're making lobster.
But you're a lobster torturer.
I know.
You stop that.
I know. But people are also commenting that what she should have done, and I've never heard this before until I started reading these comments. They said you put them in the freezer so they fall asleep, and then you cut the apron so that the crab doesn't feel anything. Now, I had to Google what the heck is the apron, and it's the abdominal covering on the bottom of the crab that it helps determine the sex of the crab.
Oh, so they're saying you should have frozen
basically,
it first so it would slowly freeze to death because they just go to sleep in the freezer.
That was kind of my thought, too.
And
like,
then you can
torturous?
Drop them in the hot
no,
fryer.
No, then you bang it on it's basically its stomach.
It sounds like torture.
Which one's worse? Shouldn't you just take like a hammer to it and just give it a knock on the head?
I love what she says. Don't knock it till you try it. Because these things were freaking great.
I'm sure they were great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the idea that you could cook a crab.
So here's the
crab
thing.
Crab dinner in the air fryer is pretty cool.
Don't ever go. Now, I know most of the food at Red Lobster, with the exception of the lobsters out front, is probably frozen. But if you're going to a real crab restaurant somewhere on the coast, they're plucking those things out of a bucket
from that
live, and they're dropping
out.
Them in the water and boiling them alive. It's how you cook lobster.
Don't they scream a little bit?
It's a real high-pitched scream.
I know, and I'm going to have to experience that in like a
month.
I'm
just saying, but don't you remember that as a child?
They let
you play with the lobsters first on the floor.
Yeah, we would dance around, and then we would put them in. Yeah, and they scream a little bit. And that is sad. Like
I know.
I like deer meat, and I support hunting, and my husband hunts, and I love when he brings home, we send him to someone who makes us like these delicious deer sticks. But do I want to be the person to shoot it and skin it and all the things? No.
Deer sticks?
Oh, deer sticks are great.
You're talking about jerky?
Like a meat stick, but it's a deer stick.
I was thinking it was like a bully
But they can put like cheddar in it and not a bully stick.
All right.
Don't go down the bully stick route.
So anyway, if you don't want to see the sausage being made, don't go to the factory, right? If you walked into the back of a seafood restaurant, you would apparently be traumatized if this bothers you.
They all wear earplugs so they don't have to hear the lobsters screaming as they're dumping them all in at some popular seafood restaurant.
Americans are very soft these days. There's no doubt about it. Coming up, we'll get to Jesse Jane Duff. Boy, if Tuesday was Liberation Day, if early April was Liberation Day, today is Celebration Day for the stock market. We'll get to Jesse Jane on that at about 8:20. Stay tuned.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.